Welcome to another episode of the Criminal Law Department Presents podcast, a production of the Criminal Law Department at the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School in Charlottesville, Virginia. Every 2 weeks, we release a new episode. Today, we're going to have a conversation about a recent opinion from the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces. Please note that these episodes may contain facts and circumstances surrounding criminal trials. Listener discretion is advised.
Rise! Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable United States Court of Appeals of the Armed Forces is now open and in session. God save the United States of America at this moment.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Criminal Law Department Presents CAF Chats. I'm Lieutenant Colonel Dave Seagraves, United States Marine Corps, and with me I have...
Major James Barrett, sir. Very nice to have you back. I know our listeners have been pining for your return.
Thank you, James. So today we're going to be talking about United States versus Israel E. Flores, Senior Airman, United States Air Force. This case was argued November 7th, 2023, and decided on March 14th, 2024. This case is about sentence appropriateness reviews by the Military Courts of Criminal Appeals, specifically looking at sentence appropriateness reviews with the fairly new practice of segmented sentencing. Before we get into the rest of our case brief, James, could you explain what we mean by sentence appropriateness reviews by the Military Courts of Criminal Appeals?
Yes, sir. And before I get there, it's important to understand how many sentencing systems, we'll call them, currently exist in the UCMJ today. So prior to 1 January 2019, all of the sentences were done unitarily, whether you were sentenced by a military judge or a panel. Also, whoever your fact finder was also your sentencing authority. So if you chose to have a panel be your fact finder for the trial portion of your court-martial, then the panel would sentence you as well. And also with military judge, goes without saying that if the judge was your fact finder, they would also sentence you as well. And then post 1 January 2019, we slightly tweaked the system, and that's where we introduced segmented sentencing, but only for military judges. So we allowed an accused to pick a panel to be their fact finder, but then before evidence was introduced at the sentencing portion of the trial, gave that accused the right to choose to have a military judge sentence them. Now, when a military judge sentenced them under this post 1 January 2019 system, the military judge, for confinement and fines only, would adjudge separate punishments for each specification that the accused was found guilty of. So, the military judge also had to decide whether the terms of confinement would run concurrently or consecutively. That is, concurrently is at the same time or consecutively, one after another. Now, under the new system that went into effect in 28 December of 2023, the military judge will sentence everyone, regardless of who the fact finder was, for the trial portion of the court-martial, and the military judge shall still give segmented sentencing for fines and for confinement as well. The big takeaway is, and what CAF and the CCAs were struggling with here is, when I go ahead and review a sentence, am I looking at the sentence as unitary? That is, the accused received 24 total months of confinement. Am I just looking at the total 24 months of confinement? Or am I looking at, for specification one, I got 12 months confinement. For specification two, I got 12 months confinement, and they were to run consecutively for a total of 24 months. How does the CCA review that? And when CAF decided Flores, they went ahead and said, we got to look at every sentence, whether it's segmented or not. But I won't skip ahead, sir. I'll get to the facts of the case.
All right. Thank you very much for that rundown. We'll be talking about sentence appropriateness reviews here in a second. But going back to the facts of the case of United States versus Flores, appellant was a 23-year-old senior airman at the time of the offense. He was living with EF and her 2-year-old son, JF. On 25 November 2020, appellate had just finished a 12-hour shift when he got home at about 0600. He estimated he had only slept 2 hours total in the 3 days preceding the date of the crime. Appellant agreed to watch JF, the 2-year-old, while EF went to a weapons qualification course. When EF returned, she found her child with signs of having experienced trauma, including marks on his face and head. When EF first confronted appellant about the marks, he said JF must have fallen in his crib. Upon further questioning, he admitted he had slapped JF a couple of times because the child had spilled coffee grounds. Later on, he also admitted he had hit the child with a spatula as well. Later, when bathing her son, JF noticed bruising and swelling on the back of her child's head. After getting the advice of her friend, who was an emergency medical technician, JF took her son to the emergency room. On the way to the emergency room, she reported the offense to the local sheriff's office and her military leadership. Now, the next day, the sheriff's office turned the investigation over to the Air Force Office of Special Investigations. The appellant's first sergeant, Senior Master Sergeant OM, escorted the appellant to OSI for an interview. After the interview was over, appellant returned to his first sergeant. At some point, he spontaneously remarked to him, amongst other things, "I wasn't even there." Subsequently, the appellant was charged with assault caused by battery upon a child and making a false official statement. Appellant and the community authority entered into a plea agreement. So at that general court-martial, the military judge found him guilty, consistent with his pleas of one specification of making a false official statement, and two specifications of assault caused by battery in violations of Article 107 and 128 of the UCMJ. The military judge sentenced the appellant to 12 months of confinement for the false official statement and 6 months of confinement for each of the two specifications of assault caused by battery. The military judge specified the terms of confinement would run concurrently. The military judge also sentenced the appellant to a reduction to the grade of E1, forfeiture of all pay and allowances for 12 months, and a bad conduct discharge. And so then the case went up on appeal to the Air Force Court of Criminal Appeals. And what happened there, James?
At the Air Force Court of Criminal Appeals, AFCA, the appellant complained that his sentence was inappropriately severe, specifically for the false official statement, which he had a range, according to his plea agreement, from 3 months to 12 months. AFCA went ahead and affirmed. The appellant still appealed to CAF, saying they did not use the right analysis. That is, they said 12 months is a pretty good deal for the offenses that you committed. However, the appellant's complaint is that 12 months is very heavy-handed for the false official statement. Therefore, AFCA should have looked at just that specification for a sentence appropriateness. Now, CAF says this is a case of first impression, statutory interpretation, which they review de novo. And before I get to the next one, I do want to clarify and remind the audience out there on the airwaves that pre-1 January 2019, whether the military judge or the panel was sentencing an accused, they did it unitarily. And what I mean by that is they added up all the max punishment that the accused was exposed to jurisdictionally and then picked a number from that. So in this case, if it was a general court-martial, the panel would have been told of the max punishment, which would have been years, and then they would have picked a punishment, and then that would be his sentence. You wouldn't know whether they gave him 2 years for the false official statement, 6 months for battery, 3 months for the other battery. You just got the number. And now, post 1 January 2019, even under this new system, the military judge will sentence for each specific specification. And so the argument is, do I still look at the sentence unitarily, or as part of my review, sentence appropriateness review for the CCA, do we look at each segmented sentence and the total number? And CAF goes ahead and says, yes, you have to look at all of the segmented sentences as part of your appropriateness review. And a lot of what they rely on is the language in Article 66, which talks about may affirm only the sentence or such part or amount of the sentence as the court finds should be approved. And the CAF agrees with both the appellant and the government that, yes, you look at the segmented sentencing. And then they go on to review whether AFCA actually did look at it and whether they abused their discretion. And three judges at the CAF say AFCA looked at it and their review was appropriate. And then you have two judges dissenting saying, yes, we agree you have to look at everything, but we don't feel that we can say confidently that the AFCA actually looked at each segmented sentence and did an appropriateness review and recommended that it should be remanded to AFCA to go ahead and do an explicit review of each segmented sentencing. As far as the CAF cases go, this isn't what I would put in the earth-shattering or watershed decisions, but a couple of really important points for everybody to remember out there in the field. One, it's 2024. Segmented sentencing has been a thing for the last 5 years, if my math is right. And we're now just getting to appropriateness reviews. The other thing for the field to remember is Article 66 was recently amended again. And so right now, the should be approved language is no longer present within Article 66 CCA's ability to do sentencing review. In fact, they revert back to a term that's called plainly unreasonable. Now, that term is also found in Article 56 when it talks about whether the government can appeal a sentence given by a military judge as being, you guessed it, Airwaves, plainly unreasonable. So the real nugget of this case is statutes are even changing and in flux that CAF is making determinations on. So you have to know what statute you're dealing with at the right time. You have to know what part of Article 66 is in effect when you're doing either your work at DAD or GAD or what branch equivalent for appellate work, or even in the field when you're crafting plea agreements and trying to figure out, okay, what is this case worth? What can I agree to either on the government side or on the defense side? Sir?
Yeah, just to kind of restate the holding, as you said, the question was whether they have to look at each sentence, and they also had to look at the appropriateness of the sentence as a whole, and you guessed it, you said it, the CAF said you have to do both. So the Court of Criminal Appeals will have to look at every segmented sentence and the total sentence overall when they're deciding their reviews. Also, in this case, as you said, they decided that the Air Force Court of Criminal Appeals did not abuse its discretion. I think essentially, you know, they talked about the false official statement because that was the assertion of error that the appellant made at that level. So they had to discuss that.
Yes, sir. They had to discuss that, and they went through an analysis about why the 12 months would be appropriate in this case, talking about getting the kid medical attention in the right amount of time, and then just the overarching situation. And so it seems like it could be a lot. However, again, one of the other issues I think the appellant had here is 12 months was in the range of what he bargained for. And so to be able to plead to 128s for 0 to 6 months and have everything run concurrently, in the grand scheme of things, the CAF and AFCA, I think, were of the opinion that that's an appropriate sentence, which is the type of review that they should be doing. CCAs are very hesitant sometimes to mess with sentences because they don't want to look like they're engaged in acts of clemency, which is not their purported statutory mission from Congress. It's sentence appropriateness, and that's a very broad category and also a very, very limiting category for them in terms of actually taking action on a sentence if they don't want to. And in this case, that's exactly where we ended up. The CCA and the CAF, the sentence is appropriate.
In the end, you know, you're going to get what you bargain for.
Yes, sir.
Unless it's against public policy and the military judge decides not to allow a plea agreement, if you sign that plea agreement, you're going to get what you get.
Yes, sir.
All right, James, I appreciate it. Is there anything else that the field or the fleet might be able to take away from this case?
No, sir. You just need to always know that, you know, even 5 years down the road, we're still arguing about a statute. And so if you're a creative mind out there, make sure you're reading the statute. Make sure you're critically thinking about the issues of the day. And you're running them by everybody else in your office, paralegals, interns, externs, superiors. It doesn't matter. Everybody can read the same statute and really just soak in the knowledge and figure out where you can actually make a difference and advocate for your respective side.
Thank you, James. Really appreciate the rundown. And to all the listeners out there, always appreciate you spending your time with us. Thank you so much. And just remember, as Major Josh Mickelson always says, don't forget to smash that subscribe button.
Thanks for joining us today for another episode of the Criminal Law Department Presents podcast. If anything you heard sparked a thought, we'd love to connect with you. Your comments help us create better future content for the field or the fleet. Reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram. The information can be found in the show notes for today's episode. The views expressed in today's podcast are those of the presenters and not necessarily the Judge Advocate General or the Department of the Army or the Department of Defense.
Thanks, counsel, for both sides. And the court will stand in recess until further order of the court.